You're listening to SBS News.
He was wanted by Bahrain and jailed by Thailand, but some believe Hakeem Al-Arabi's arrest may never have happened if it weren't for Australia. Green Senator Nick McKim says there are questions over Australia's involvement that need to be answered.
Australian security authorities effectively dobbed Hakeem into the Thai government, a government with the death penalty.
Australia alerted Thai authorities to the footballer's arrival in Bangkok after Interpol issued a red notice against him, but before realising he was a refugee, and by then it was too late. Labor Senator Penny Wong says there needs to be a review into the red notice system, including how Australia responds to it.
We do need to consider whether or not the automated Interpol red notice system is fit for purpose, particularly when it comes to people who have been found to be refugees.
Interpol is the world's largest international police organisation. It has 194 member countries which can issue a red notice against an individual to aid in determining their location and to seek their arrest and extradition. The number of red notices issued each year has risen from just over 1,000 in 2001 to more than 13,000 in 2017. Professor Guy Goodwin-Gill is from the University of New South Wales and specialises in refugee law. He attributes the red notice increase to the 2009 introduction of an automated online system which has streamlined the process and thus, he says, has opened it up for abuse.
It's become much more electronic and therefore there's a much less apparent need for vetting. So it's reasonable to assume that within that spike, there's also been an increase in the politically motivated red notice.
Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch says Thailand has a history of forcibly returning refugees to their homeland. She cites one case where more than 100 Muslim Uyghurs, a persecuted minority in China, were sent back.
I think there needs to be more scrutiny of the processes where, you know, Australian agencies, as in this case, clearly collaborated and sent information, you know, whether it was by mistake or how it occurred, to a foreign government, particularly where those foreign governments have these appalling track records.
Green Senator Nick McKim has compared the case to the Bali Nine, when in 2005 Indonesian authorities arrested nine Australians involved in a drug smuggling plot, following a tip-off from the federal police. The two ringleaders were sentenced to death and executed in 2015. Green Senator McKim says the process needs reviewing.
Thailand, and we don't want Australian citizens or people to whom Australia owes a duty of care put through that in the future. We have to be very careful about the way we share intelligence with foreign governments that do have the death penalty, and we need to have far more rigorous processes in place. That means that people aren't put in the situation that the Bali Nine were or that Hakeem was into the future.
The Australian Federal Police have declined to comment on Hakeem Al-Arabi's case. Senator McKim is calling for a Senate inquiry to ensure cases like his don't happen again. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.